This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado consumers filed more than 20,000 complaints with the state attorney general's office last year. The top complaint was about retail sales, more than 1,600 complaints against businesses charging for memberships or things people say they didn't order. The next most common complaint was for retail services, including product warranties and legal services. There's a state website where consumers can register their complaints. The address is stopfraudcolorado.gov. A bill that would make it harder for citizens to get public records passed its first test at the state capitol. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
The bill allows Colorado governments to delay records requests to so-called vexatious requesters, someone who's basically annoying or harassing with requests for government documents. The bill passed on a 7-4 vote in a House committee after major amendments were added. Among the changes, the government would have to ask a court to declare someone vexatious. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Today is Super Tuesday and the deadline for Coloradans who want to vote in the presidential primary. People have to vote in person or drop off their ballot by 7 p.m. In Colorado, unaffiliated voters can participate, but in only one party's primary. We expect the earliest results a little after the polls close at 7, and we'll have those election returns from Colorado and from all over the country this evening as voters in more than a dozen states choose their Republican and Democratic candidates ahead of the general election in November. Our Super Tuesday special coverage starts this evening at 6. And there is Super Tuesday reporting to begin this hour of Morning Edition coming up next. And the Supreme Court finds that Colorado cannot disqualify a candidate for insurrection. Only Congress can. And we'll talk to a member of Congress about that in just a few minutes. In Denver, a bit cooler today. Highs just above 50. A chance for rain tonight, and the metro area can expect snow again by Friday. Colorado Springs has that chance for snow this evening, and in Grand Junction, it's a cloudy day with highs near 50. This is CPR News.